from Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between. It's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The official return of the Sports Q is here. A very good Wednesday evening. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us here. Boy, let me tell you, feels good to be here. Feels good to do something that I can finally, you know, just put my hands on and do this. Sports Q has returned. Hunter Baumgart obviously did the show previously before me, and now I am bringing it back. Speaking of Hunter, he's going to be with us here later on this evening. He's going to talk about the Brewers' playoff chances. We are going to talk about Luke Fickell's moves at Wisconsin, why there's so much optimism surrounding Green Bay. And we're also going to talk with Tomahawk head football coach Dewey Riley and what will Adrian Griffin bring as a new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. But first, we're going to go ahead and get things started in the NFL.
Snap to A-Rod. Throws right side. Yes! Touchdown! And a dagger! The dagger to Andrew Qualls on the right side!
All right, so we're obviously going to begin in Green Bay with the Packers preseason opener. Now, I'm going to go ahead and preface with what I have by saying this. I do not like preseason football. I think that it is pointless, and I wish that they would get rid of it. I remember during the COVID year when there was no preseason football and all they did was go out and play the games. That's what I want to see. I think there's too many injuries and I think that there is too much to play for in meaningless games. That's just me. Now, what I will say about this is the reason why I decided to watch Packers preseason this year is because I wanted to see how well Jordan Love would play. And I got to be honest with you, Love played well, but I did not like the fact that it seemed like Matt LaFleur held him back. Allow me to explain. Jordan Love in the Packers preseason opener, they beat Cincinnati 36-19. Love went 7 of 10 for 46 yards and a score. 9-yard touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs. He did miss an easy throw to Luke Musgrave on the first drive. The other two incompletions were deflections. One of them was on the long bomb that he had to Christian Watson. But the thing that really, really upset me is that I did not think that they would be so conservative to start. I remember last year, all it was for Green Bay was throwing up deep balls when they had Rodgers at quarterback. Now, the big thing I think people should understand is that Jordan Love is going into a very unique situation here. He's coming off the heels of back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Because Aaron Rodgers is going in the Hall of Fame no matter what. Say what you want. There were a lot of short and easy throws, in my opinion. He threw it to the sideline a lot, which, believe it or not, was a weakness of his last year. So he wanted to focus on that, which, you know what, he did. And the one deep throw to Love, from Love to Watson in two drives, was knocked away. Good defensive play, just got to put it out in front of him. Now, the thing that impressed me also was Sean Clifford. Sean Clifford, fourth round pick out Penn State, went 20 of 26, 208 yards, touchdown, two interceptions. Look, I've seen a few Packer fans say that Sean Clifford should start over Jordan Love. That is only going to happen if Love gets hurt or it's late in the season and Green Bay is completely out of playoff contention. It's just not going to happen. He's not going to go in as the week one starter. Let me just say that right off the record. He may have solidified himself as a quarterback too, especially with Green Bay releasing Danny Etling, but that's all he's going to be, at least this year. He completed passes to rookie Dontavian Wicks, Samari Toure, Malik Heath. Toure had 3 catches for 63 yards in that game. Now let me tell you the winner, loser, and surprise of week one preseason. To me, the obvious winner, and I think people would agree with this, was Carrington Valentine. He was a sixth round pick out of Kentucky this past season. And he had 4 tackles, 3 pass breakups, and a big interception at the end of the first half that ultimately led to Clifford's touchdown to Tyler Davis. Obviously, Davis lost for the season due to a torn ACL. We hope he gets better. But honestly, the fact that he came out looking to get some playing time, especially in a heavy cornerback room that has Jaire Alexander, Rasul Douglas, Eric Stokes coming back as well, that's definitely a good sign. He may have worked his way into some playing time. To me, the loser of that preseason game was Anders Carlson. Carlson was taken with the expectation to be the successor to Mason Crosby. He was a sixth-round pick, rookie out of Auburn. And he went 3 for 5 in extra points. Alabama and Auburn.
You are an idiot!
You'll probably have me play that a lot, quite a bit during this time, just so you know. He did make a 45-yard field goal, which was a good thing. But you have to make extra points. Because that's what you do when you come into the NFL. You have to make extra points. Now, granted, he's not going to be Adam Vinatieri, or he probably won't be Robbie Gould, who's been consistent throughout his career. But you need to make those. Tampa Bay took a kicker in the second round a few years ago, and he's now not on an NFL roster, Roberto Aguayo. And that's because he couldn't kick in the NFL. The pressure got to him on a consistent basis. And I think the biggest surprise of preseason week one was Emmanuel Wilson. Wilson is an undrafted rookie free agent out of Fort Valley State. I didn't even know where that was. And I had to take a look. It's in Georgia. And he ran for 111 yards and 2 scores, including an 80-yard run in the fourth quarter. Kudos to him. And now, with Tyler Goodson hurt, he's now got the opportunity to jump into that number three running back spot behind Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. So, again, I personally would like to see Matt LaFleur air it out a little bit more with Jordan Love in the future. Because this team's going to be quick. This is going to be a very fast team. It could be an exciting team. It could very well be an exciting team. But you have to use your weapons. Because they've got Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs. By the way, their tight end Luke Musgrave is reported to be the fastest player on that team. And he's a tight end. Use the speed to your advantage. It's the best thing that I can say about that. Now, one more thing I will bring up also. Jordan Love is, again, as I said before, going into a situation with back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks followed him. The closest thing you had to three straight Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the NFL was in San Francisco. You had Joe Montana, Steve Young, those two between them won 5 Super Bowls, and the guy that followed up Young was Jeff Garcia. Jeff Garcia is not a Hall of Fame quarterback. He was an overachiever. He did a lot of good things for San Francisco, but he wasn't a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's the closest they've been. It's very hard to get a Hall of Fame quarterback, much less two. It is impossible to get three. Later on in the season, I'll probably tell you expectations for Green Bay this year. And honestly, looking ahead, the NFC North is up for grabs. That's a subject for another day. Next preseason game for Green Bay will be this Saturday. They're taking on New England. They had one of two joint practices this particular week. Kickoff on Saturday is at 7 o'clock at Lambeau Field. I personally would like to see more of Love in this preseason game. The number two preseason game typically is where players try to fight for starting positions. I would love to see Love play the entire first half. I would love to see him play the first half because I would like to see him take more shots down the field and have him gain more of a rhythm with this particular offense. Opening kickoff is in less than 3 weeks. He is going to need to get as much chemistry down as he possibly can with these receivers. When you look at Green Bay last year, Aaron Rodgers had a hard time connecting with these receivers. And necessarily, it was because that these guys were rookies. Christian Watson was a rookie last year. Romeo Doubs, rookie last year. Samori Toure, rookie last year. And this year, the Packers went out and got 3 more receivers. They got Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Grant DuBose. They also got 2 rookie tight ends and Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft. All of these guys need to learn to build chemistry, communication, and achievement at potentially a high level. Christian Watson played very well in the second half of the season. If he plays this year like the second half of last year, he is going to be a force. He's a tall guy that can run. It's very, very hard to find those guys in the league today. That is what you want. Because you look at the best receivers in football. Mike Evans, even though he's not quick, he's a really good jump ball guy. DeAndre Hopkins is phenomenal after the catch. Watson could be a combination of a speed threat and a big play threat. He is going to need to do that, though, if Green Bay is going to contend in this NFC North. And I would say to everyone that got excited about Green Bay winning a preseason game also, just one quick thing. Be careful about being excited about the preseason. The 2008 Detroit Lions went undefeated in the preseason. They went 0-16 in the regular season. Be happy, be excited that the Packers look like that they're doing well in the preseason, but don't get too excited because you never know what can happen come regular season time. But I'm excited to see what Jordan Love and this new Packers offense has in store. So, with that being said, how much of a chance do the Brewers have, do you think, to make the postseason? Former WJJQ sports director and 97.3 The Game executive producer Hunter Baumgart will join the show, and we'll tell you why they have a great chance to win the division when we return to the Sports Queue here on WJJQ.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Queue on WJJQ.
The Goods Do It Express of Tomahawk reminds you they have everything you need for those water activities. Find a selection of towables and water skis, tow ropes and life vests, dive and swim masks, snorkels and fins too. Now this is fun on the water for the whole family. Fill up the boat with mobile premium non-ethanol gas and pick up some snacks, beer and refreshments. Vigoots Do It Express, North 4th Street, Tomahawk. Everything you need for summer fun here in the North Woods.
Hilgi's LP Gas of Tomahawk reminds you if your summer plans include a building or remodeling project, then think Carrier for your home or business heating and cooling operations and available at Hilgi's. With a new line of furnaces and air conditioning systems, Carrier and Hilgi's are dedicated to improving your quality of life. And during the summer season, your furnace plays a vital role in moving refreshing, conditioned air from your cooling system through your home or business. So no matter what your home comfort needs, you can count on Carrier and Hilgi's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilgi's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue or call Hilgi's at 453-3505.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grantland invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hour is Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you have uncoated concrete? When concrete is left unprotected, moisture can combine with organic particles in the concrete's pores, which can lead to the growth of mold, mildew, and bacteria, which also can lead to negative health outcomes. Wisconsin Coating Specialist offers coatings that seal off pores and prevents moisture from penetrating the surface to provide you with a durable, clean, and beautiful surface for the whole family to enjoy. Call Wisconsin Coating Specialist for your free estimate, 715-298-9533. Wisconsin Coating Specialist, tough and beautiful.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I have on the line a very special guest here with me today. He's a former sports director here at WJJQ, currently an executive producer for 97.3 The Game down in Milwaukee, Mr. Hunter Baumgart. Hunter, thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely, Alex. Congratulations on the show here. Super excited that you're continuing the tradition. And hello to all the listeners there in Tomahawk. Excited to be back on.
Well, that is great, Hunter. So let's go ahead, jump right into it here. Why don't you go ahead and update people in the Northwoods what you have been up to down in Milwaukee?
Sure. Loving it for sure. We've been able to have a lot of different opportunities with 97.3 The Game here in the last, year and a half or so, and been, you know, executive producer of Drew and KB from 3 to 6 on the afternoons, and then also being able to cover the Brewers and be a part of their post-game show on 97.3 The Game with Tim Allen as well. So that's been a blast, and the Brewers having a good season, so that's been fun to cover. And then Packers season's right around the corner, you know, another preseason game this weekend, and then week one's right around the corner, so I'll be covering those games at Lambeau Field and producing for the Packers radio network as well. So busy for sure, but loving it, no doubt.
Well, I'm going to be making my few trips to Lambeau myself, so maybe I'll see you there this year.
Awesome. Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yes, it would be. Yeah, absolutely. So, Hunter, you mentioned covering the Brewers. Let's go ahead and talk Brewers, shall we? What have you thought about this team this season?
Well, it's been a year of some ups and downs. A lot of adversity has hit this team this season as far as injuries go. They have just had, you know, so many key guys go down. I mean, if you look at from the top to bottom of that lineup, really the only guys, knock on wood, that have been able to stay healthy this season have been Christian Yelich and William Contreras at the top of that lineup. But otherwise, Willy Adames has missed some time. Rowdy Tellez has been out for a month and a half. You know, guys like Jesse Winker, who are supposed to be part of this team, you know, a big part of this team, have missed a lot of time due to injury. Then, of course, your starting rotation as well. Brandon Woodruff missed, you know, from April to he just came back in early August. So that was a big, you know, miss for that rotation. And then, of course, you know, Wade Miley's missed a lot of time. He's pitching tonight against the Dodgers. This team has had a lot of injuries. However, they've been able to overcome it. And I think a big reason of that is Craig Counsell and the way he's managed. I've always been a big fan of Craig, you know, and what he's been able to do with the rosters he's been given. And not that these rosters have been bad. I think you could argue that the 2018 team was the best team he's had over the last, you know, 7-8 years. But he has just, with this specific roster and these young guys, and been able to be able to do what he's been doing has been super impressive. So they battled adversity, but they're sitting at first place, you know, with a 3.5 game lead coming into tonight. So that's, you know, if you ask me, hey, they're going to have all these injuries, but they're going to be in first place by 3.5 games in mid-August, I think you'd take it.
Again, talking with Hunter Baumgart, former WJJQ sports director, current executive producer for 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. Hunter, you mentioned this particular team. There's a lot of rookies on this team. Guys as Blake Perkins, who's on the IL, Garrett Mitchell, who's gone for the year. But then you have guys like Joey Weimer, Sal Frelick, who's been absolutely phenomenal since being called up, Andrew Monasterio, who's become a regular starting third baseman, and Abner Uribe, who has been a key staple in the bullpen for this team. What do you think this says about the season and also the Brewers farm system?
Well, it's big. I mean, and their farm system's being ranked top five still, and they graduated a bunch of these guys this season, as you mentioned. You know, Terang, Weimer, Mitchell, Frelick, you know, all these guys who have now started to play, you know, a lot of time in the majors. They've still got a really good farm system. And, of course, Jackson Churio's the big prize down there, the outfielder who's just carving up, whether it was single A now to double A, and who knows, maybe he'll be in triple A by the end of the season. But it's been super impressive when you look at just the contributions that they've had, especially defensively. These guys, they're all similar. When you look at Bryce Terang, when you look at Joey Weimer, when you look at Garrett Mitchell, you know, all these guys are really good defensively, and it's just going to be about getting their bats to where they want to be. And Garrett Mitchell, I think, is, to me, if you look at all of them, is the most promising with the bat. The guy who can maybe give you some power, give you some speed, give you some get on base, like all the different tools. I feel like that's Garrett Mitchell. However, we haven't been able to see him much this year because he got hurt in April. But then you got a guy like Bryce Durang, who's just been fantastic at second base defensively. He's starting to hit the ball better, which is great. And then Joey Weimer's, you know, kind of been a strikeout or home run guy, and you'd like him to get on base more because he's so fast, and you want to use that speed to your advantage. So there's a lot of, you know, they're all kind of unique a little bit, but they've all got that speed. They've all got that defensive skill. And so this is going to be the core. You know, Alex, when you look at this core, you look at, where, you know, how this ranks, you look at, of course, the last core that came up, the Ryan Braun, Prince Fielder, Corey Hart, Ricky Weeks. They all came up at about the same time in that 05, 06, 07, and that led to the first playoff berth in 26 years in 08, and then it led to the NLCS in 2011. And so, like, that's kind of what you're looking at when you're looking at this core. You supplement with some really good veteran players in the next years and kind of seeing how that goes, and then you're hopefully off and running and can make a run, and maybe it's this year, maybe it's in the next couple, but it's super promising with these young guys.
You know, you mentioned Christian Yelich earlier. You know, we weren't really sure about how he would perform because he hasn't been back to his regular self since that knee injury he sustained in 2019. This year, he was a borderline all-star. He doesn't have the same power that he had during his MVP years, but he's still hitting .290 with a .374 on base percentage and .843 OPS, 27 doubles, 16 home runs. What do you think has led him to getting back to that borderline all-star level this season?
Yeah, it's such a good question, and that's kind of what everybody's been, you know, trying to figure out. And I think, you know, Christian, he's made some adjustments to his swing, so that's definitely part of it. But I think overall, he's in a better place, and he said this himself, and other guys have said this too. I think Craig Counsell said this, where he's just in a better place, you know, physically and mentally than he's been in the last few years. And you can imagine that not only, you know, obviously the knee injury, right? And then that probably played into a little into 2020. And then he's had the back problems a little bit, but also just not performing and that mental toll that takes, okay, I'm supposed to be an MVP here, and that's not what I'm being. And that's going to take a mental toll, and he talked about that. But I had a feeling, I was listening to him on a couple of podcasts over the offseason, and it just sounded like his offseason was better, was different. He said he changed some things up over the offseason, got away from baseball maybe more than he ever had. And I think that helped him when it came to, okay, I'm just going to kind of, you know, block out all the noise and go in and just do my absolute best. And not that he hadn't been trying to do his absolute best in previous years, but it just seemed different. And you know, covering Christian Yelich now for a couple of years and being able to, you know, see him in the clubhouse after wins, after losses. That guy is one of the most, you know, even-keeled guys, whether they just won a walk-off when he, you know, walked off the Reds a few weeks ago, or maybe they lost 4-1 to the Rockies. Like, it's pretty much the same with him. And that is so admirable, because especially with, you know, obviously the last few years and what he's been, you know, not as productive and what he's been through in that realm, he's still been able to stay even-keeled now. Do we know exactly what's going on in his mind? No, but you can kind of see, you know, different guys' reactions to different things in the clubhouse after games. And he's just an even-keeled guy. And so I think that also helps him. But, man, it's so big for this lineup, because as Christian Yelich goes, this team goes, because he's, you know, obviously the highest-paid guy, and that's what everybody's going to look at. But also he's just such a big part of that lineup, because that talent's in there. And it's just we are now seeing it again, like you said, despite the power, and hopefully that comes back eventually as well.
So as we look at this Brewers team, they currently sit, as we speak today, at 65-55. They are first place in the National League Central, as you mentioned. They're 3.5 games up on the Cubs and the Reds heading into tonight. But they've got a really tough final stretch down the stretch. They're currently in a series with the Dodgers, who are the second-best team in the National League West, in the National League, excuse me. You've got the Cubs twice. After L.A., also, you go to Texas, who's currently leading the American League West. You've got the Marlins twice. Minnesota, who's in first place in the Central. You got San Diego. Even though they're struggling, they still have a lot of power. And you've also got Philadelphia, who obviously has bats galore on their team. And you've got the Yankees, who, even though they're struggling, you still have to respect how good Aaron Judge and that core is. What do the Brewers need to do this year to get back to the postseason?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of, you know, kind of doing what they've been doing. Win series, right? You're not going to sweep everybody. You're not going to win every game. But if you can win series down the stretch, you're going to win this division. And I think if you look at the Cubs, if you look at the Reds, if you look at the Brewers, I think I trust the Brewers the most. And I'm not just saying that because we're in Wisconsin. I think this team, you look at the starting rotation, you look at this bullpen, it's the best starting rotation and bullpen in this division. And then, you know, maybe you could argue the Cubs, but I just don't think it's up there, just because you look at where the starting rotation is. You got Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff coming back is starting rotation such a boost. And then you look at the bullpen and how good these guys have been. Yoel Piamps is one of the most underrated players, I think, in baseball this season.
I was just going to mention him, not to cut you off. I was just going to mention him. He looks like the best reliever on this team outside of Devin Williams at this point.
Oh, he is. There's no doubt. And he could be a closer. He could be a closer somewhere else. And it's weird because you're almost seeing, when Josh Hader was so good for the Brewers, you saw Devin Williams. Devin Williams got the eighth inning, and you're like, well, this guy could be a closer. That's how I feel with Piamps. I mean, he could be a closer in his own right because of how good he is out of that bullpen. And in that eighth inning role, he's just been dominant. I mean, it's not just that he's, you know, getting scoreless outings, but the way he's doing it, he'll come out and he'll throw like eight pitches and get three outs not allow a base runner. So if this pitching can hold, and then you get just an average offense, the thing about this team all season long has been the offense. Can the offense get going? And and all you need with how good this pitching staff is, it's just a solid average offense. And they've been below average, and at times well below average this season. But I think with the acquisitions of Santana and Mark Canha at the trade deadline, and then hopefully, you know, with Terang hitting better and Sal Frelick's addition to the lineup in the last month, all those things combined with, of course, the years that Contreras and Yelich are having, you just put this offense just a tick above and you get them to average with the starting rotation and with the bullpen. That's what's going to lead you to a division title. And so if I had to pick right now, I would pick them to hold this lead. Now, do they hold the lead throughout the rest of the season? Maybe not. Maybe they go a game, you know, behind or something at some point. But I do see this team winning this division just because I don't think the Cubs are as talented. And then the Reds, I think, are just too young. It just seems like, you know, they had that stretch where everybody came up and they were doing well. But I just feel like I think it's just a little year or two too early for them. And they also didn't fortify any of their pitching staff at the trade deadline like we all thought they would. So we'll see what happens. But, it's get that offense to an average level, and this pitching staff keep doing what they're doing, and they're going to win this division.
Brewers take on the Dodgers tonight. First pitch at 9:10. Wade Miley on the mound for the crew against the Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw. Hunter Baumgart, thank you very much for joining me, Hunter. I very much appreciate it.
Absolutely. Congrats again. Thanks for having me. Great.
Thank you very much, Hunter Baumgart, for joining me on the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hunter Baumgart is currently the executive producer of 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. He's also an affiliate with the Packers radio station, currently covering Packers training camp as well. Maybe I'll see him at a couple of games this year. Thank you once again to Hunter Baumgart. Our second interview with Tomahawk head football coach Dewey Riley will be coming up on the flip side of the hour. It is currently 5:59 here in the Northwoods, 78 degrees under sunny skies. Hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday here on the rebirth of the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Coming up on the second part of the show, I will be going over how Luke Fickell is changing the Wisconsin Badger culture. We'll also be going over the new Milwaukee Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin to get his thoughts on also what is going to be the key for Milwaukee this season. We'll also talk about his playing career and who he has worked under, which could benefit Milwaukee in the long haul. And we'll also talk with Tomahawk head football coach Dewey Riley as they get ready for their season opener, which will be this Friday in Rhinelander. Also, be sure to stay tuned at the end of the show. I'll be previewing Hatchet Sporting Events as the fall sports season gets underway. And we will also have a look at the Northwoods Football Conference Week 1 schedule, including two games that kick off tomorrow here in the Northwoods. And be sure to stay tuned for Hatchet broadcasts also throughout the fall here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. As of now, it is 6 o'clock and 78 degrees here in the Northwoods, which means we're going to take a break from the sports queue and go into our latest update with CBS News.
Searching for Maui victims as wildfire evacuees.
It's hard going from house to house. We've been living out of a suitcase.
Former President Trump arraignment.
The former president has made no commitment yet to actually be arraigned in person.
Mifepristone approval upheld.
These deadly drugs should not be on the market.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. On Maui, the death toll is at least 107, and cadaver dogs have arrived to help with search efforts. CBS's Jordan Segundo is on Maui.
Residents in fire-ravaged Lahaina are taking stock of their losses just a week after wildfires ripped through.
It not just me, lost everything, everybody. Everything's gone.
Many of them returning home for the first time Wednesday after officials reopened a main part into town.
Thank God I have my husband and I still survive.
FEMA teams continue to scour what's now hallowed ground to bring families closure. Jordan Segundo, CBS News, Maui, Hawaii.
President Biden and the First Lady are set to visit Maui on Monday. Negotiations are underway for former President Trump's upcoming surrender in Georgia. Trump and 18 others face multiple charges in an alleged effort to overturn the state's 2020 presidential election results. CBS's Robert Costa.
The former president has made no commitment yet to actually be arraigned in person in Georgia, though our sources expect him to do that because it's going to be required as part of this Georgia grand jury investigation for him to show up along with the others who have been indicted under this RICO investigation led by District Attorney Fani Willis.
Fulton County DA Fani Willis has proposed a March 2024 trial date. CBS News has learned that Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke by phone with American detainee Paul Whelan today, who has been held in Russia for more than 4 years. Whelan's brother says the secretary had a long, frank conversation with Paul, but no details. Abortion drug mifepristone will remain available in the U.S.
The Fifth Circuit Court upheld the Food and Drug Administration's 23-year-old approval of the abortion drug mifepristone, but it added restrictions to its use. It cannot be sent through the mail, and women would need to take it within 49 days of their pregnancy, not 70. The lawsuit originally brought by anti-abortion groups in Texas. John Segoe is with Texas Right to Life.
These deadly drugs should not be on the market in the first place. And so they're going to take that argument all the way up to the Supreme Court.
The U.S. Department of Justice expected to appeal the tighter restrictions on the use of the abortion drug. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
President Biden celebrates the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act.
I've long said, when I think climate, not a joke, I think jobs. I think jobs.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 181 points. Now that
if you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attorneys representing Sean and Leanne Tuohy say the Tuohys intend to end the conservatorship of Michael Orr. The former NFL player says he was led to sign away his rights over his story in the movie The Blind Side. Tuohy family lawyer Steve Farese.
When we're talking about a conservatorship, we're not talking about high-profile Hollywood cases. We're talking about a family trying to help someone in need.
Police in Marion County, Kansas are told they should return items seized in a newspaper office raid. CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
The local prosecutor says there's insufficient evidence to support the police raid on the office of the weekly Marion County Record newspaper. The paper made it to print Wednesday, despite the staff not having computers, cell phones, and other equipment that was seized. The huge front page headline of the paper's latest edition reads, "Seized but not silenced."
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
WJJQ Radio News Time, 6.05 p.m. and a good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. It is the Sports Cue here on WJJQ. Currently 78 degrees under sunny skies here on a Wednesday evening. Here's Tony Schumacher with your weather forecast. Tony?
The forecast for the Northwoods for tonight, a high chance of showers and thunderstorms from late evening on for a few hours. Some could be heavy, otherwise breezy with lows in the upper 50s, southwest wind 10 to 20, turning northwest. It'll be breezy and cooler tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few light showers or sprinkles possible through midday, then some breaks of sunshine later, high of 71, northwest wind up to 20. Friday, mostly sunny, high 78, and Saturday, mostly sunny, hot, breezy, and more humid, high 91. On Sunday, partly cloudy, hot and sticky, high 92. We could see a thunderstorm by night. High should still be in the 80s on Monday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WJJQ. Have a great night.
78 degrees here in the Northwoods under sunny skies. Winds coming out of the south at 12 with gusts of up to 20 miles an hour. Let's get right back into the sports queue here on WJJQ. We're going to dive. Go ahead and use words, Alex. And use them well. We're going to dive right into Badger football. All right, so a lot is going into this new look Wisconsin Badger team, and allow me to go ahead and give you some of what's being expected, essentially. Obviously, the Badgers have flipped head coaches, going from Paul Chryst to Luke Fickell, going out and being aggressive. The one thing you have to pay attention to when it comes to aggressive organizations, and this applies to college and universities as well, is that well-run institutions make bold moves. Very, very bold moves. It was a bold move to let go of Paul Chryst, regardless of what you may think about him as a coach. He was able to find ways to win bowl games on a consistent basis for that Badger team. When it came time to compete in bowl games, he was 5-1. His lone loss was a bad outing by his team to the University of Oregon in the Rose Bowl. That's it. But Luke Fickell comes in, who has had a lot of success at Cincinnati, to replace Paul Chryst in Wisconsin that would be available right now, is Luke Fickell. And lo and behold, he is now here in Wisconsin and ready to go. So, there's going to be a new-look offense here, and that is still with Braylon Allen. Now, according to recruiting expert Mike Farrell, Braylon Allen's preseason national running back ranking is third. The only two ahead of him are Quinshon Judkins of Ole Miss and Raheem Sanders of Arkansas. That means he is projected to be the best running back in the Big Ten Conference, and that is including Nick Singleton at Penn State, Donovan Edwards and Blake Corum at Michigan, and Trevion Henderson and Mian Williams at Ohio State. He's had over 2,500 rushing yards and 23 scores in 2 years as a starter, and he's only 19 still. You can't use the he's no longer 18 anymore memes because those don't exist, but he's only 19 still. He's still a teenager. There's also going to be a new offensive coordinator, Phil Longo. Last year, Phil Longo was the offensive coordinator at the University of North Carolina. North Carolina was in the top 30 in points scored, averaging 34 a game. They averaged 463 total yards a game. The Badgers are going to air it out a lot this year, and that is with a new-look team. You got to put it together. But there is a potential for this Badger team to win the Big Ten title this year with four new receivers from the transfer portal, Quincy Burroughs, coming from Cincinnati, Will Pauling coming from Cincinnati, C.J. Williams from USC, and Bryson Green from Oklahoma State. That is just four of the 17 transfers that have come to Wisconsin this year. There's also going to be a new quarterback at the helm. Obviously, reports are being issued that Tanner Mordecai is going to be the starter for Wisconsin this year. Mordecai is on the Davey O'Brien watch list. I can't remember the last time the Badgers had a starting quarterback on the Davey O'Brien watch list. It has been so long. So, go over Mordecai's career really quickly. He started his career backing up three very good college quarterbacks. Kyler Murray, who won a Heisman Trophy, Jalen Hurts, who's now a top five quarterback in the NFL, and Spencer Rattler, who's likely going to be a first-round pick at South Carolina. He transferred to SMU in 2021. His record is sort of deceiving. He went 15-10, 8-8 in American Conference play. That was an American Conference that had Luke Fickell's Cincinnati squad, who made the college football playoff, and Tulane last year, who upset USC in the Holiday Bowl. He is third in school history in career passing yards and is the most in school history in touchdowns with 72. That's more than four NFL quarterbacks, Shane Buechele, Garrett Gilbert, Josh McCown, and Don Meredith. And the one thing I love about Luke Fickell is that he is keeping trench play relevant in Wisconsin. He's got two starters returning on the offensive line, one on the defensive line, which, by the way, the defense is going to be going over a makeover too. They're going into a 3-3-5 and a 2-4-5 defense. They are going to be trying to disguise coverages a lot. And by the way, they have three starting linebackers returning. That's all of those starters are after Nick Herbig, Keanu Benton, and Joel Tippmann were drafted. And obviously, a 3-3-5 and a 2-4-5 alignment will be new. The big weak spot, though, is going to be the defensive back. What will the new defensive backs of Wisconsin do? Veteran secondary is going to be led by Kamoli Latu. They also have a grad transfer in Jason Mader from Boston College. That's going to be, I think, a key player for them this year. Let me also give you the rest of the transfer players for Wisconsin this year. Jake Renfro, Cincinnati. Joe Huber, Cincinnati. Max Rader, North Dakota State. They've been known for putting NFL products out over the last few years. Danny Mullins of Lake Erie College. Darian Varner of Temple. Jeff Petrowski Jr., linebacker, Michigan State. Punter, Atticus Bertrams, another USC transfer. And Nathaniel Vacos of Ohio. Lots to be excited about for Wisconsin in 2023. This is the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. On the other side of the break, Dewey Riley will stop by to talk about the upcoming Hatchet football season and the goals he has set for 2023. That's next on the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
We all have hopes, dreams, and goals for ourselves and our family. This is Rich Teggy with Wealth Strategy Group. Financial goals are no different than any other goal. It all starts with a plan. We know the importance of a solid financial plan focused on what's most important to you. We listen and take the time to understand your vision and create a strategy to pursue your specific dreams and goals. We would appreciate the opportunity to discuss your goals, understand your financial situation, and create a plan tailored to reaching your desired retirement lifestyle. Wealth Strategy Group is here to provide the assistance you need. Call us today at 453-0722 or access us on the web at wsginvest.com or stop by our office on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
The summertime sunset, twisty, misty slush from Dairy Queen is your tasty ticket to paradise. And DQ is your summer beverage destination, where you can cool off with a dip into sweet slush satisfaction. No need to board a plane, no need to bring your passport, just head on down to Dairy Queen. We'll make sure the only time you have to lift a finger on your tropical getaway is to bring the straw to your lips. The Dairy Queen summertime sunset, twisty, misty slush is craving paradise you can escape all summer long. Dairy Queen, open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., located on North 4th Street, overlooking the Wisconsin River.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Currently joining me now, Tomahawk head football coach Dewey Riley. Dewey, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Alex, and I appreciate being here.
All right, let's go ahead and get right into this here. So obviously, you're the new coach. You're taking over from Sam Hernandez for last season. First off, before we get into any football, allow me to ask, why did you end up taking this job?
Longtime high school, or Tomahawk alumni, and have always been involved in football in Tomahawk since I've been back. There was an opportunity for someone to step in, and I felt like I could fill that void quickly and bring in some guys and bring guys back that could help out the program.
So right now, as we look at this particular team, you've had a few weeks of practice, you had a scrimmage. Let's go ahead and focus on the practice. How do you think the first couple weeks of practice went?
All things considered, I think practice has been going well. There's obviously been good energy from the kids and the coaching staff. Right now, it's very much a feeling out process of where we're going to be, not just this year's team-wise, but the direction we're heading as a program. And we have to think immediately, but we also have to think long term. As we kind of figure out and navigate that, I think that we are going to be better tomorrow than we are today, and we're definitely going to be better by October.
So right now, as we look at this particular team, you had a scrimmage to begin this season last Friday. It was up in Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. You went up against a couple of very good teams. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, one of the perennial powers here in this part of the state. Colby, obviously, they are a very good team, probably even better than last year. What did you think of your team's performance in the scrimmage this past Friday?
I think it was a good litmus test and a good eye-opener for most of the kids that played. It was also a good barometer for us as coaches to see what we're doing and what we need to work on. Again, everything looks good on a whiteboard, and then you have to see it in person and then be able to review it on film. And so there was a lot of learning moments that we took from that, a lot of positives that we took, but definitely some noticeable things that we have to shore up before we see Rhinelander.
We'll get into the matchup with Rhinelander in just a couple minutes here. Talking with Dewey Riley, head football coach of Tomahawk, here in the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Dewey, why don't you give me a couple of goals that you have set for this first season as your coach?
First and foremost, I want to establish that culture of accountability. I want kids to, again, not only be good football players, but I want them to be representatives of Tomahawk as a whole. And that means we talk all the time, doing what's right, even when nobody's looking, and controlling your attitude and effort. And so from a coaching perspective, if I can get those two things down, we are going to be in good shape, not only as a football team, but also as student athletes. As far as the football season as a whole, my goal is to always go 1-0 every week. And we take it week by week, we make our adjustments, and if we do those little things better than everybody else, the scoreboard will take care of itself.
You know, Dewey, you're coming into a team that graduated a very huge senior class last season. Guys like Tyler Jablonski, guys like Mason Evans, Gavin Palmer all graduated, Hudson Matkey. So you have a very young team this year, very sophomore and freshman heavy. How important do you think it will be for the seniors and juniors to be leaders of this particular team?
I think that any player-led team is obviously going to be one step ahead as compared to a underclassman-led team. So when you look at our seniors, we have some very good seniors coming back, and Caleb Dickens, the Samuelson brothers, Brett Marhaney, Ryan Larson, and I'm sure I'm missing some people, but throughout the summer, they've been great kids, great leaders. I need them to follow through on that when the season comes and to be able to answer the bell and show up on Fridays. As far as our underclassmen, they are showing a lot of promise. Again, they are young. It is going to be a learning curve for them. To be honest, it's going to be a learning curve for me as a coach and figuring out how the pieces of this puzzle mesh. But I feel like, again, we have people that are there that are capable. We have coaches that are there that are capable. It will come together.
Talking again with Dewey Riley, head football coach of Tomahawk, here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Dewey, you're coming in also to a conference that is very, very difficult. You've got the likes of Coleman, Krivitz, O'Connell Falls. These teams really had Tomahawk's number last season. How difficult do you think it'll be to compete in this conference this year?
I embrace the challenge, and that is the thing that we talk about with the kids all the time. You have to basically be resilient. You have to answer the bell. It doesn't matter if we're in this current conference, going to the GNC next year. We have to prepare and plan for each team week in and week out. And first and foremost, we have to worry about ourselves. We have to do what we do and do it well. Whether it's Rhinelander or Coleman or Lakeland, it does not matter to me and hopefully not the team. We will be prepared and then we will perform.
So let's go ahead and talk about your first opponent here this season. It is Rhinelander. You being a player, you being a coach, you know how important this rivalry is to this town and this community. What is going to be the key to getting the victory on Friday night?
I think energy level for us, getting excited when things go well, never being too high or too low when things don't. This is going to come down to who controls the line of scrimmage, be it our offensive line and defensive line, and then relying on some of our playmakers to what I call being an eraser. When things don't go well, can you make up for it and make the coaches look good?
Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, Dewey?
No, just super excited to be here. Again, looking forward to this season, super proud of what the kids have done thus far, and I'm really happy the fact that it's been a different mentality and they're embracing that challenge.
Again, Tomahawk football opens the season against Rhinelander on Friday. Myself and Matt Turkowitz will be in the broadcast booth. Favorite Orthodontics pregame show at 6:35, kickoff at 7 o'clock here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Dewey Riley, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Alex.
All right. Thank you very much, Dewey Riley, for joining. Now, what does Adrian Griffin bring to the table as the Bucks head coach? I'll go over his playing and coaching career, which includes some big names he worked with as an assistant coach. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboards serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board. John J. Shuni Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Shuni Construction of Tomahawk.
Crossbridge Community Bank now offers several new options for tap-and-go payments. Our new business and personal debit cards are contactless, meaning you can tap them anywhere that offers contactless payments. We also now connect to Apple, Samsung, and Google Pay, so you can add us to your phone's wallet app and use your phone the same way, just tap and go. It's our way of making things convenient on purpose. That's what a bank that puts purpose first looks like. Crossbridge Community Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
This is the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. Great to have you along here on this wonderful, wonderful evening. It's currently 6:22. We got one final segment before we wrap things up here. And we're going to go ahead and go right into the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, there's another big change coming, a lot of big coaching changes in the state of Wisconsin overall. Adrian Griffin, obviously, is probably the most surprising. Bucks fire Mike Budenholzer after they failed to make it out of the first round against number 8 seed Miami Heat as the number 1 seed. So let's go over Adrian Griffin's resume really quickly. He spent 11 years in the NBA with 5 different teams, most notably in Dallas and Chicago. That's where he was the longest. He's worked with a lot of coaches that are championship caliber. He started his coaching career actually in Milwaukee under Scott Skiles. He was 5 years an assistant in Chicago with Tom Thibodeau. That means he worked with the likes of Derrick Rose, Jimmy Butler, Joakim Noah. He was 1 year as a head assistant under Scott Skiles in Orlando, which means it was essentially Skiles giving him the opportunity to help revitalize his career. Then he goes to Oklahoma City, works under Billy Donovan, worked under Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Paul George as well, and Carmelo Anthony. So looking at this particular team, I think that this Bucks team could make a lot of noise again. Again, they failed in the first round last year, but they're also going to be getting a coach that has a lot of experience as a head assistant. Not to mention the fact the last 5 years, he was a head assistant under Nick Nurse and ended up winning an NBA title. That was with Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, and Pascal Siakam and those guys. That really is what it boils down to. He was also an assistant at the 2015 FIBA World Cup under Mike Krzyzewski, who's one of the greatest college coaches in history. Now, here's the biggest thing I think that will help Milwaukee this season. Him being a former player is a huge benefit for this team. When Griffin was a player, he knew his role. And the best coaches end up being role players, guys that know their role. The superstars typically don't pan out. I mean, Jason Kidd has had a decent stint. He had a good stint in Milwaukee and then a good year in Dallas, taking him to the conference finals. But that's really it. The best coaches are typically the role players. Now, when Darvin Ham left to become the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, the team was deflated. And it definitely showed in the playoffs last year. It didn't show throughout the regular season, but when it got to going up against a veteran team in Miami, a team that wasn't the best team in the world but knew their roles, guys that knew the right spots and where to put them, it showed. It definitely showed. Now, the big thing I'm going to say is the players are going to respond well to the experience that Adrian Griffin brings to the table as a coach and as a player. I remember reading a report saying that Giannis Antetokounmpo actually went to John Horst the previous year and asked to fire Mike Budenholzer. Horst said no, and he wanted to see how this year played out. Clearly, it did not play out well for Milwaukee. Bud's head assistant was Charles, but Mike Budenholzer's assistant essentially was Charles Lee, and it clearly didn't work out. Now, let's take a look at the head assistants that Adrian Griffin has brought to the table. Terry Stotts is the head assistant. He's the winningest coach in Portland Trailblazer history. Think about that for a second. That includes the Portland Trailblazers team that has had Clyde Drexler and Terry Porter in their backcourt. And by the way, that Portland Trailblazers team had arguably one of the best point guards in the NBA today in Damian Lillard. He knows how to work with superstars. So just keep that in mind when you see Adrian Griffin out there on the court. And now, my final point with Adrian Griffin. He has the opportunity to tell these veterans, to help these veterans show how to lead. Because Giannis Antetokounmpo has been a leader. He's been a leader ever since he became a superstar in this league. He learned the ropes, and he wanted to know how to lead this team. Chris Middleton, to me, is not a leader. Jrue Holiday is, but he can only do so much at his height. Middleton is a guy that knows his particular role, and he will play it, and he will play it incredibly well. He is one of the better two-way players in the game when healthy. And also, Adrian Griffin will have the opportunity to guide these young players and rookies, the guys that Milwaukee just took this year, in the right direction. The Bucks are title contenders for a reason. That's because they have three of the best players in the NBA. It needs to show come postseason time. And hopefully Adrian Griffin can bring that to the table. This is the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'll be back to wrap things up and give you the schedule of Hatchet and Northwoods football events after this.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Valheim's True Value Rental Department has you covered to work smarter and not harder on your home projects. Make washing the grime away easy with one of their power washers. If you have a patio project on your list, well, no problem with a cement mixer, concrete saw, skid steer, and mini backhoe. Valheim's Rental Department even has your upcoming party covered with a cotton candy maker, slushy maker, popcorn machine, tables and chairs, too, at Qualheim's True Value, located in the old Shopko building on Hometown Drive in Tomahawk, Qualheim's, where the coffee and popcorn are always on the house.
Deals upon deals at Tomahawk Furniture and Gun. Recliners and love seats from $299, sofas at $399, and king mattress sets starting at $399. You also get your choice of a box spring or platform frame with every mattress set. Check out their showroom at 123 West Wisconsin Avenue to see their rustic bedroom and living room displays, as well as clearance and used furniture. On top of that, they have all kinds of guns and ammo. Use your old furniture for target practice. Psst, they've got exploding targets to make it really go boom. Or they'll haul away your old stuff for you. Shop online at TomahawkFurnitureAndGuns.com and try it before you buy it. At Tomahawk Furniture and Gun, downtown Tomahawk, right next to the Pine Tree Supper Club. Prices so low, you gotta bend over to see them.
The Auto House in Tomahawk is your trusted destination for top-of-the-line vehicles and exceptional service. They're here to help you get ready for fall and winter driving season, and yes, it's that time of year. With a rich history, Gary and his Auto House family have been offering service to our Northwoods communities for over 40 years, and you're invited to check out the Auto House inventory with the best selection of vehicles in the area. Cars, trucks, SUVs, there's over 40 units to choose from. That makes your journey to find the perfect vehicle enjoyable, and more importantly, stress-free. If you need a temporary ride, Gary has you covered with a selection of rental vehicles, and if you need service on your existing vehicle or to get it ready for fall and winter driving, make an appointment with the ASC certified technician at the Auto House. Doing business the right way. The Auto House on North 4th Street in Tomahawk, online at autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net. Remember, Milo's waiting to greet you at the Auto House in Tomahawk.
And it's now time for the return of the Sports Q. We'll wrap things up here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. And a very good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. I'm about ready to wrap things up here at WJJQ. Hope you enjoyed this edition of the WJJQ Sports Show. Sports Q here on WJJQ. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up by giving you some Hatchet sporting events. And for the record, just in case you want to know, there will be other sound effects being added to this, such as...
Exactly.
And...
Donuts.
As well as...
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
And of course, we can't forget...
Wah, wah, wah.
Just a few of those will be added to the Sports Q here on WJJQ. Thank you, everyone, once again for tuning in. Let's give you the Hatchet and Northwoods Football Conference schedule for this week. First off, Hatchet Sports Update coming up tomorrow. Hatchet Fall Sports gets underway. Tomahawk Girls Swim Team will have their first meet of the season, which is the Fun in the Sun Outdoor Relays at the Mark and Merrill. Tomahawk will compete with 11 other teams in the meet. Events begin at 5 o'clock. Friday will be the first Hatchet Fall Sports broadcast of the 2023 season. As Tomahawk takes on Rhinelander, myself and Matt Turkowitz will be in the broadcast booth. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 6:35, kickoff at 7 o'clock from Hatchet Field. And the Hatchet Volleyball Team will have a scrimmage down in Merrill on Saturday. Tomahawk will compete with the host, and Anago gets underway at 9. Now to take a look at the Northwoods and Great Northern Football Conference schedules for Week 1. The season will kick off on Thursday. Two games on tap. Crivets takes on Chilton and Peshtigo at Coleman. That both those games get underway tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. All other games take place on Friday. Oconto Falls and Oconto at Oconto Falls, Crandon at Hurley, Rhinelander at Tomahawk, Clintonville at Amherst, Cumberland at Hayward, Anago travels to Wittenberg, Burnhamwood. Stratford is in Mosinee. Northwestern at Ashland. New Richmond at Medford. Osceola at Merrill. And Wausau East is in Lakeland. All of those games taking place for week one here on WJJQ. Thank you once again for tuning in. Coming up on next week's show, we will have 100.5 ESPN Madison producer Alex Strofe on the air to talk about the Badgers and the upcoming season. And plus, we'll have Tomahawk head volleyball coach Katie Denton in studio to talk about the upcoming volleyball season as Tomahawk gets ready to make another deep run in the postseason. That's going to do it. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Be sure to tune in on Friday for... because I know that I am. I think that overall, we consider that a successful show. And, of course, we can never forget a good pun or two. So, your pun of the day is going to be... let's see, what can I come up with here? Hopefully, all of these jokes are from my punny bone. Thank you. I'll be here all week. That's going to do it for the Sports Q here on WJJQ. Tune in next week. Thank you very much. I'm Alex Cook. And until next week, have a sport-tacular week.
You've been listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community right here on Northwoods 92.5. WJJQ Tomahawk.
I remember saying...